idea who our speakers are, we communicated with you on that over the last couple of months, so hopefully you're somewhat aware of what we're going to do. We have five really good speakers this afternoon, and the intent essentially is to familiarize you folks with SNP Parentage. And so we have a lineup of speakers that are going to take us through from essentially the discovery of the Parentage SNPs and how they've been used and how they've been discovered for both Parentage and traceability, how they're being incorporated into whole genome scanning. And then we've got three speakers who are going to talk to us about their experience in using SNP Parentage. And then Brett Middleton will finish up with a brief discussion on the status of SNP Parentage with ISAG and ICAR. And then we'll have a brief summary and let you go. I know several folks here are BIF board members, so we will finish this presentation probably at 3 o'clock so that those folks can get on to the next meeting. So what we'd like to do is just go ahead and get started. I'm going to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Gary Bennett of the USB Mammal Research Center. Gary was born and raised on a farm in northwest Iowa, received his bachelor's degree at Iowa State University, then went on to receive a master's and PhD at Ohio State, and that wasn't enough. He went on and did a postdoc with Dr. Gordon Dickerson at the University of Nebraska, and after finishing up there, Gary went way down under to New Zealand and was a sheep and beef cattle geneticist at the Ruakura Station near Hamilton, New Zealand, right? Is that right, Gary? Did I get that right? And then he came back to the U.S. and joined the Media Research Center in 1985 and is currently the research leader for genetics and breeding unit with his research emphasis being cattle selection and genomics. So Gary's going to take us through the process that the Media Animal Research Center used in discovering the SNP Parentage, the Parentage SNPs, how they used them in traceability, and then also I know a number of you with breed associations have worked with the Media Animal Research Center in this 2000 bull project for whole genome scanning, and Gary's going to cover that as well. So Gary, it's all yours.
Thank you.